I'm Arthur Eisenberg, and I'm the legal director of the New York Civil Liberties Union.
The New York City Police Department, in the aftermath of the London subway bombing last summer, decided to institute a policy of random searches of backpacks for those entering the subway. That program violated what we understood to be classic Fourth Amendment requirements of probable cause and individualized suspicion. And so we felt that as the New York Civil Liberties Union, we had to make a public statement in opposition to this watering down of constitutional protections of rights of privacy. And we did by filing a lawsuit, which we lost in the district court because the court concluded that the Fourth Amendment allows police officers, when there are special circumstances, to conduct searches on less than individualized suspicion and on less than probable cause. And the court concluded that protection against and detection of terrorism was a special need, was a special circumstance. And that decision was affirmed by the Federal Court of Appeals. Even having lost the case, we continue to believe that we were right in standing up for the principles that were at stake. Because if the Civil Liberties Union doesn't stand up for these sorts of issues, nobody will. In that instance, we were using litigation as a vehicle to say, no, let's stop and think about what we're doing. Let's stop and think about how, in the pursuit of the war on terrorism, we are compromising classic constitutional rights.